A Katra podcast, conversations for the curious, essential knowledge simplified, your gateway to essential ideas that matter most. This audio summary has been prepared with the help of a Katra AI. Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we are tackling something pretty fundamental. It's this huge contradiction, really, that defines our times.
You mean the clash between our economic obsession with, well, endless growth and the simple fact that we live on a finite planet?
Exactly that. And we're doing it through the lens of Vaclav Smil's, frankly, massive work, growth from microorganisms to megacities.
Right. Smil's whole project here is using hard data, like real numbers, not just theories, to show something quite startling.
Which is?
That growth, whether it's, you know, bacteria multiplying or a whale getting bigger or even the global economy expanding, it always follows the same predictable path, the same script.
And that script, that path, is the big hook, isn't it? Because our whole system, particularly finance, politics, it kind of runs on the assumption that exponential growth can just keep going forever.
Mm-hmm. It's treated as not just possible, but desirable, necessary even.
But Smil comes along armed with, well, physics and biology, basically, and says, hang on, that belief, it's maybe a bit of a dangerous fantasy.
Yeah, dangerous fantasy is a good way to put his view.
Yeah.
And this deep dive matters, like, right now. Because if Smil's right, if growth isn't this eternal thing, but just a phase we go through,
then we need a completely different approach.
Exactly. Our focus has to shift immediately from just getting bigger to figuring out how to manage maturity, stability. And Smil, he gives us the scientific grounding for that pivot.
Okay, so let's talk about the man himself, Vaclav Smil. He's quite a figure, a true polymath, you could say.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Distinguished professor emeritus, Czech-Canadian scientist. He's written over 40 books.
40, wow.
Yeah, covering everything from energy systems to population studies to technology. He connects the dots across disciplines.
What makes his perspective so unique or valuable, though?
I think it's his mix of super rigorous quantitative analysis. He's famously a numbers guy with this really broad historical perspective. He avoids ideology. He's not, you know, pushing a particular agenda.
Just following the data.
Pretty much. He just wants to see where the numbers lead. And he's not easily classified as like a techno-optimist or a doomsayer. He's just a realist, grounded in the physical world.
And people like Bill Gates call him their favorite author, which says something about his ability to tackle really complex science.
Yeah, like energy flows, thermodynamics, stuff like that.
And make it understandable, right, without dumbing it down.
Precisely. And crucially, Smil always insists you can't talk about economic growth or social change in a vacuum. It has to be connected back to the biophysical realities.
Meaning energy and resources.
Exactly. Energy flows, material resources. For him, talking about GDP growth without grounding it in the actual physical stuff needed to make it happen, it's just incomplete, meaningless almost.
Okay, so let's unpack the core idea of the book, this universal S-curve.
Right, the S-curve, or, you know, the logistic or sigmoid curve, technically.
Yeah.
Smil's big argument is that all real-world growth across all these different systems, biological, technological, even whole civilizations, follows this pattern.
Can you describe the pattern? What are the phases?
Sure. It starts slow. That's the lag phase, the beginning. Then things take off. You get that rapid acceleration, the exponential bit that everyone gets excited about.
The part we focus on.
Yeah, the part we love. But, and this is the key, that rapid phase always, inevitably, leads to the third stage. Things slow down. Deceleration. And eventually you hit a plateau or saturation. Things level off.
So the main takeaway right off the bat is that the exciting bit, the exponential growth we chase, it's always temporary in the real world.
Fundamentally temporary. It's just a phase within a larger cycle, not a permanent state you can maintain indefinitely in any physical system.
Wow. Okay.
And Smil's mission in the book is to hammer that home by applying this S-curve model everywhere. He shows how understanding really simple growth, like, say, a bacterial colony,
gives you the template for understanding super complex things, like how a national economy grows.
Exactly. The basic constraints are the same. It's just the scale and complexity that changes.
Let's dig into that. He starts with nature, right? At the smallest scale.
Mm-hmm. Chapter one really lays out the math, you know, linear growth versus exponential. But he emphasizes that exponential is just that middle temporary phase before the S-curve bends over.
And the classic biological example.
Bacteria in a petri dish. It's perfect. They divide, double-double again. Classic exponential growth. But only until...
until they hit a wall.
Right. They either run out of food, the nutrients in the dish, or they basically poison themselves with their own waste products. The environment can't sustain infinite growth. So the population levels off, plateaus. That simple dish holds the blueprint, Smil argues.
He also talked about growth within organisms, doesn't he? Like allometric scaling.
Yeah, that's fascinating. It's about how different body parts grow at different rates as an organism gets bigger. It's not just uniform expansion. Think about a baby growing. The head grows slower relative to the limbs over time.
So growth is regulated, managed, balanced internally.
Exactly. Our bodies reach mature size and stop expanding overall. Smil asks, why would we expect our civilization, which is embedded in a finite biosphere, to be fundamentally different?
And when you scale that logic up to human populations globally.
The S-curve pattern is incredibly clear. You see thousands of years of almost flat population growth, super slow. Then, boom, around 1800, things just explode upwards. That's what he calls the Great Acceleration.
But that explosion isn't continuing at the same rate.
No, clearly not. We're now seeing a definite global deceleration. Fertility rates are falling almost everywhere. Demographers predict we'll likely hit a population plateau, maybe peak, later this century. Another S-curve playing out.
Okay, but here's the pushback, I imagine, right? What about human ingenuity? Technology? Can't we just invent our way out of limits, find new resources, become more efficient, and kind of restart the curve or push the plateau higher and higher?
That's the million-dollar question, and Smil tackles it head-on. His answer is grounded firmly in physics, especially energy. He calls energy the universal currency.
The ultimate constraint.
The ultimate constraint. He meticulously charts the S-curves of our big energy transitions, wood to coal, coal to oil and gas. Each one enabled huge growth, yes, but each also followed an S-curve of adoption and eventual saturation.
And those transitions aren't quick fixes either.
Not at all. Replacing massive energy infrastructure, power plants, grids, transport systems takes decades. Decades. There's huge inertia. So these shifts are inherently slow and also hit limits.
That's a real sobering thought for anyone hoping we can just flip a switch to, say, renewables overnight. But what about something that seems less physical, like information technology, Moore's Law?
Moore's Law, the classic example of seemingly endless exponential progress, right? The doubling of chip power every couple of years. Pure human cleverness, supposedly unbound by physical limits.
Supposedly? What does Smil say?
Well, he gives it its due. It was an incredible run, obviously. But then he demonstrates pretty convincingly that even Moore's Law is now bumping up against hard physical limits.
Like what?
Forget the really complex quantum stuff for a moment. Think about two basic things. Heat and size. We're making transistors so incredibly tiny now, they're approaching the scale of just a few atoms.
Right. Can't get much smaller.
Exactly. And packing them so densely generates immense heat that becomes incredibly difficult and expensive to dissipate. The physics are catching up. The curve is bending.
So even our poster child for dematerialized exponential growth is following the same old S-curve pattern as bacteria in a dish.
That's his point. The fundamental rules still apply. And it gets even clearer when you look at really massive systems like whole economies or megacities.
How so? The law of large numbers.
Precisely. Smil points out, when an economy is small, like post-war Japan or early high-growth China, achieving 10% annual growth might be possible for a while. But once that economy becomes huge and complex,
maintaining that same percentage growth gets way harder.
It becomes practically impossible. The sheer scale, market saturation, increasing complexity, it all leads to an inevitable slowdown in the rate of growth. Big things just can't keep growing as fast as small things.
Which brings us to his final overarching synthesis, I guess.
Yeah. The global economy isn't some abstract machine floating in space. It's a subsystem of the Earth's biosphere. It depends entirely on drawing resources from the Earth and dumping waste back into it.
And the Earth is finite.
Finite resources. Finite capacity to absorb our outputs. Smil argues humanity as a whole species driving this global system is now collectively entering the deceleration phase of our grand planetary S-curve.
Okay, wow. So if this S-curve is basically a law of nature, what are the big takeaways? What should we do with this knowledge?
Well, the first, and maybe biggest, is just recognizing the need for a paradigm shift in how we think. Growth isn't this eternal goal we must pursue forever. It's a transient phase.
And accepting that changes everything, doesn't it? Like how you plan for the future.
Completely. It shifts the focus from how do we grow faster to how do we manage stability and resilience well.
You know, I can see this applying even on a personal level, like learning a new skill or developing in your career. There's that initial steep learning curve, the exciting exponential part.
Mm-hmm. But if you understand the S-curve, you recognize when you hit that plateau.
Yeah.
The rapid gains slow down, and maybe the focus needs to shift from just learning more to getting more efficient or deepening mastery or maintaining what you've built.
That's a great analogy. And the second core lesson from Smale follows from that. His pretty harsh critique of how we measure success now, he hammers home that energy is the ultimate physical constraint.
Right. The great acceleration was basically powered by this one-time gift of fossil fuels.
A one-time inheritance, he calls it. And any policy, any economic model that ignores that fundamental energy reality, he basically considers it delusional. It's not grounded.
And that connects directly to his famous issue with GDP, right? Gross domestic product.
Oh, yeah. He argues very strongly that the quality of growth should matter far more than the sheer quantity. But our current obsession, GDP, only measures quantity.
It measures activity, any activity. Exactly. It's kind of perverse when you think about it. Cleaning up a massive oil spill actually increases GDP because money is spent. Building a new hospital increases GDP. The metric itself doesn't distinguish between destructive activity and genuinely productive, beneficial activity.
It just measures throughput, not well-being or planetary health.
Not at all. It's a flawed metric for a world hitting limits.
Smale has a way of boiling these complex ideas down into some really powerful lines. What are some of the key, maybe paraphrased quotes or core statements that stick with you?
Okay, well, first, the absolute foundation. Something like, all growth processes are ultimately constrained by energy and material flows, regardless of their complexity. It just brings everything back down to earth, to physics.
Grounding it entirely. Okay.
Then there's his direct challenge to, well, modern economics and maybe techno-optimism. The most dangerous myth of our time is that exponential growth can continue indefinitely in any real-world system.
He pulls no punches there, calling it a myth.
He calls it magical thinking, basically, detached from physical reality. And finally, the one that points towards the future. The quality of growth matters more than its quantity. But modern societies have largely forgotten this distinction. That's his call for new values, new metrics.
Focus on stability, resilience, well-being.
Precisely.
So thinking about real-world application, what does this mean for, say, policymakers if they accept Smale's premise?
Well, it's a massive call for realism. Stop planning for perpetual expansion as the default. Instead, plan for stability. The huge challenge for the 21st century, in his view, is managing this inevitable deceleration by design.
Meaning consciously choosing how to slow down equitably.
Exactly. Making thoughtful choices about how we use resources, what societal goals we prioritize, rather than just letting resource scarcity or environmental crises force a chaotic, painful adjustment on us later. Manage the landing, don't crash.
And for businesses, how does this S-curve thinking apply? You mentioned a case study earlier, the chicken.
Ah, yes, the broiler chicken. It's a fantastic concrete example Smale uses. The industry optimized chicken growth rates exponentially for decades.
Mm.
Bigger birds, faster growth cycles,
yeah.
Incredible efficiency gains.
Mm.
But eventually, they slammed right into biological limits.
Yeah.
You can only make a chicken grow so fast before its legs can't support it or its organs fail. No amount of optimization could push past those fundamental biological constraints.
So the focus had to shift.
It had to shift from just faster growth rate to maybe feed efficiency, disease resistance, overall flock health, managing the mature system, not just pushing the growth speed limit.
It's a powerful metaphor for the whole economy, isn't it? Hitting those limits where just trying harder doesn't work anymore.
It really is. We've maybe reached the point where relentless optimization bumps against basic thermodynamics and resource limits.
You know, wrapping up, my biggest takeaway, or maybe surprise, was just how profoundly equalizing this S-curve concept is. Seeing a bacterial culture and human civilization obeying the same fundamental pattern.
It's
humbling.
It really reframes things, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. That whole great acceleration wasn't us breaking free from nature's rules. It was just us hitting the really steep part of our particular S-curve, fueled by that fossil fuel inheritance.
Mm-hmm. And I think the single most valuable insight for you, the listener, to take away is probably that core paradigm shift. Growth isn't some kind of moral imperative or the ultimate goal. It's a phase, a transient process in a finite world.
And understanding that is the first step towards a different future.
Absolutely. Smale provides the essential, reality-based foundation for thinking about what comes next, building a mature, resilient, hopefully stable future where we value quality of life and ecological health more than just endless quantitative expansion.
See you next time with another remarkable thinker, another powerful book, and another idea that just shaped our world. This audio summary is brought to you by Ekatra Foundation.